Daivat,
Daivat,
Shubhita,
Shubhita,
Dharminyam,
Dharminyam,
Swasyam,
Swasyam,
Yonau,
Yonau,
Parak,
Parak,
Puman,
Puman,
Adhata,
Adhata,
Viryam,
Viryam,
Sasuta,
Sasuta,
Mahatattvam,
Mahatattvam,
Hiranmayam,
Hiranmayam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Adhatta Viryam, Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Daivat Shubhita Dharminyam,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Swasyam Yona Parak Puman,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Adhatta Viryam Sasuta,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam,
Mahattattvam Hiranmayam.
After the Supreme Personality of Godhead impregnates material nature with his internal potency, material nature delivers the sum total of cosmic intelligence, which is known as Hiranmaya. This takes place in material nature when she is agitated by the destinations of the conditioned souls.
Sasyan Jono Parapaman Adhatta Bijan Sasuta Mahattattvam Hiranmayam. So the modern theory that life is made possible by chemical evolution is not correct. Or the Darwin theory, evolution of matter. No. They are missing the soul. That is their mistake. They are simply observing the material cover. That is the basic mistake of modern civilization. They have no information that within the body there is the spirit soul. That is the basic principle of material development. Matter is coming out of spirit, not that spirit is coming out of matter. They think by combination of matter there is a stage when living symptoms are visible. That is not fact. The fact is that spirit soul is there and therefore matter is developing. Matter is external and spirit soul is internal. So this internal spirit soul is coming from the Supreme Soul. Therefore, it is said, Daivat Chubita Thanmijnan Sasyan Jonu Parapuman. Parapuman, the Supreme Person, the Supreme Living Entity, Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. The Supreme Living Entity is Krishna. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Pudapita. He is the origin of living entity. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. The Supreme Living Entity is the source of both matter and spirit. Not that spirit has come out of matter at a certain condition. That is not the fact. So, this material nature is impregnated, just like a female is impregnated by the male. Otherwise, the female cannot give birth to any child. Similarly, this material nature cannot produce anything without being agitated and impregnated by the Supreme Soul. This is the fact. And we can read the purport.
This impregnation of material nature is described in the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 3rd verse. Material nature's primal factor is the mahat-tattva, or breeding source of all varieties. This part of material nature, which is called pradhana, as well as Brahman, is impregnated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and delivers varieties of living entities. Material nature in this connection is called Brahman because it is a perverted reflection of the spiritual nature.
These varieties, according to the Western Darwin theory, they do not give any nice description of the varieties. But the varieties of living entities are there before creation. They become manifest in next creation. Just like in this creation, one is dying as demigod, I mean that a last dissolution, and one is dying as dog, or one is dying as a fish. So when the next creation will come out, they also will come out in that way, again as fish, because his activities in the form of fish was not completed. So one has to complete the turn of one particular type of body. That is the law of nature. So they remain in dormant stage in the body of Mahavishnu at the time of dissolution. Prakritiṁ jānti māṁ ikāṁ. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Prakritiṁ jānti māṁ. Then at the time of creation, they come out again in the same body as it was in the last creation. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anādi karma phale paribhavanna hoja. Of course, the evolution takes place, but at the time of creation, the particular type of body which I inherited in my last birth or millennium, I get again and again begin evolution. This is the process going on. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. The dissolution takes place. So varieties are already there. Not that in this creation it begins. Otherwise, how Brahma is created first? Brahma is the most intelligent creature, so intelligent that he is given the power of creating this universe. So not that in the beginning there was no intelligence. The first class intelligence is there in the beginning of the creation.
It is described in the Vishnu Purana that the living entities belong to spiritual nature.
Yes, Vishnu Shakti Paraprokta. In the Vishnu Purana it is said that Vishnu Shakti Paraprokta. Para means spiritual. Khetragnakha tatha para. And Khetragna means the living entity. That is also para, spiritual. Avidya karma sangha anya tritiya shaktirishyati. Avidya karma sangha anya. Another shakti is there. Means this material energy. It is full of avidya. Avidya karma sangha. And karma is very prominent. Everyone is trying to work very hard to get some profit out of it, just to become happy. So the modern civilization especially, they are being trained now to work very hard and to get strength, eat meat, and to digest meat, drink wine, and then become infuriated and work very hard. This is the modern type of civilization. But Vedic civilization is different. Vedic civilization is not meant for working so hard. The human being should be very peaceful and sober and intelligent and cultivate spiritual knowledge, become Brahmana, Brahminical culture, Satta, Saucham, Sama, Dhamma, Titikha. This is Vedic culture. So, Vedic culture are the representative of Vedic culture. Maharaj, King Rishabhdev, he advised his sons, my dear sons, this human life, human form of life, is not meant for working hard like the animals. This is not. Nāyaṁ deha deha bhājāṁ niloke kastāṁ kāmāna arhati virbhujāṁ je. Kastāṁ kāmāna, kāmāna means we require some necessities of life. But the civilization should not be made in such a way that one has to live at the cost of sacrificing everything. This is not human civilization. Kastan kama. Everyone wants something that is required. So long the body is there, we must have to eat, we must have to sleep. We require sense gratification and protection or security. This is required. But the Vedic civilization was very simplified. Simplified. A class of ideal man, the Brahmana, they are ideal. They are simply assimilating the Vedic knowledge and guiding others, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, how to live peacefully. The Kshatriya, they are meant for giving protection to the people, security. And the Vaishya is meant for producing food. And Shudra because they cannot do anything independently. They must serve these three masters, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So, this is very scientific. If there is no ideal class, a man will guide. If everyone is engaged, a Shudra, to work hard for technology, then who will give the guidance? Brainless society. Mukhabhavurupadevya purusasya asramaisaha chattara jagre varna vipradaya gunat pitha. This is the division. The brahmana is to be considered the mouth of the Virat Rupa Bhagavan, the universal form of the Lord. Kshatriya, the bahu, the arms, and Vaishya, the belly, and Shudra, the leg. So they are meant for cooperation, not that simply falsely becoming proud that I am Brahmana, you are Shudra. No, the Brahmana is equally important than the Shudra, though both of them are required. But comparatively, because Brahmana is considered to be the brain, very important. So the brain must be there. Otherwise, simply possessing hands and legs, what is the meaning if there is no brain? So at the present moment, there is practically no brain, simply hands and legs and belly. Not even hands, simply belly and legs. Rajastama bhava. Rajas means belly, filling up. And tamas, ignorance. Order, the leg is ordered, go there, go. They cannot do anything independently. So rajastama bhava, at the present moment, the rajastama bhava is very prominent. But therefore society is imperfect. There must be a section of people, satagun and satagun especially, to guide. Otherwise, they will be simply engaged rajastama bhava. Rajastama bhava means kama and lobha, lusty desires and greediness. That's all. Tato rajastama bhava kama lobha dayasya ji. Cito eta anavidyam sita satte prasidati. If you go on simply with rajastama bhava, therefore the competition is going on, always. Greediness. There is no end of ambition. More money, more money, more money. Nobody is satisfied. Recently one of our life members is a big industrialist. And he has jumped from the, what is called, the Dakshineswar bridge, down to the Ganges. Wellington bridge, I think. So, committed suicide in Western countries also. Because there is no end of greediness. More, 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 more. Ask him, what will be satisfaction for you? Oh, there is no such limit. And this is Rajas and Tamas. And some people, they are Shudras, so some political party, by agitation, by propaganda, makes them convinced to accept some way, and they do it, another party do it, another. They have no their own discretion. They elect some president, and again, they want to dethrone the president, because they are Shudras, they have no intelligence. They do not know how to elect the president, who should be the governor, who should be the executive head. They commit mistake, they again cry. So Rajastama Bhava, it is going on, very strong. Therefore, human life is not meant for this purpose. It is very difficult to convince the present society. Still, we are trying our bit that this is not the right type of civilization, godless civilization. No satogun, only rajogun, tamogun, mostly tamogun. This thing will not improve your situation, neither solve your problem. The problem, human life is meant for solving the problem. Therefore creation is meant. The living entities within this material world, Daivat Kupitadharminya, this material energy, they are given chance. Again creation. Daivat. Daivat Kupitadharminya, Sasyang Jono. This material energy is also Krishna's energy. Everything is Krishna's energy. That I was trying to explain last night. Just like the heat and light. Parasa, Brahmana Shakti, the light and heat, similar spiritual energy and material energy. Take the spiritual energy as heat and the material energy as the light. There is some idea of fire, heat. If somewhere is very hot, you can make an idea, there must be some fire. That is, material world is like that. We have got some heat of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Things are going on so nicely, so we can at least imagine that there is some management. Otherwise, how the sun is rising exactly in time, every day, according to the calculation, almanac, the moon is rising, the ocean is flowing, and the breeze is blowing, everything is doing its own duty, unless there is some superior brain arrangement. This is common sense. Because in the material world, we have no direct connection with the Supreme Lord. In the spiritual world, there is direct connection. That is exactly like heat. So either material world or spiritual world, they are two different energies of the Supreme Lord. Parasya Brahmana Shakti. They are Shakti. Parasya. Just like here it is said, Parapuma. Parasya. Parasya means beyond this material world. That is para. Shankaracharya also, he admits, Narayana para abhaktyat. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God is Narayana. He is para. He is beyond this material world. So, Parapuma. So Krishna is Parapuma. Ishara Parama, Krishna. Parama or Para, the same thing. Parama, the Supreme, or beyond this material world. There are Isharas. There are up to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, Chandra, there are many Ishara. But Krishna does not belong to this material world. Krishna is Parapuma. He is also Purusha. He is also controller. But not the controller like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, or President. This president, that, there are so many controllers. And even in this planet there are so many controllers. The President of India, President of America, and so on, so on. Similarly, there are many presidents in innumerable planets. The President of the Sun planet, that is also mentioned in the Shastra, his name is there, Vibhushan. The President of the Sun planet, his name is Vibhushan. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The Chandra is the President of the Moon planet. Surya is the Vibhushan. So everywhere there is a President or predominating deity. But above all of them is Krishna. Therefore he is called Parabrahma. Para, not within this material world. So he is controlling everything, and his two energies, material energy and spiritual energy, is acting like the heat and light of the fire. Ekadi sastita shagni jyosna vistarina yatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. So in the material world, we can perceive only if we are intelligent. But in the spiritual world, there is directly. Now here it is said that adhatta bijja sasu bijjam. So the living entities, they are also coming from the Parabrahma. He is impregnating this material energy with these living entities, and according to their desire, different desires, they are getting different types of bodies, and he is thinking that he is enjoying, just like the pig. He is also thinking he is enjoying stool. He is also thinking. Similarly, you will find also human society, they are eating different types of foodstuff. One man's poison, one man's food is another man's poison. Suppose one man is eating something, another man is saying, what is he eating? But he is also enjoying, he is also. So this is going on. Je jathamang prabaddante tansa thaiva bhyamaho. And they are worshipping also different types of deities, sirai sajja prajaps, prajepsava. Generally in the material world, they are after Sri. Sri meaning beauty, aisharja, opulence, money. Sri, aisharja, and praja, children, or good generation, dynasty, family. They want to create family. In the Western world, there is lord family. In this world, our Eastern, there are many big, big families. So, sirai sajja prajepsava. The materialistic, they are after this. They want to see very beautiful woman in the family. The man's wife, his son's wife, his grandson's wife, very beautifully dressed, ornamented. Sri, that is called Sri, beauty. And they must have money to enjoy Sriya, Aishajya, and Praja. So they are after the worshipping of demigods. But those who are intelligent, those who know that this Sriya Sajja Praja, they are temporary. But this man, they do not see it, although they know it is temporary. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Pashyannapi na pashyati, Paramatta tasya nidhanam, Pashyannapi na pashyati. He knows that these things will be destroyed. This will not exist. But still, he is after them. Sridai Sajya Pradesha, Pasannapina, Vihapatra Kalatradi, Su, Atma Sanyesu, Asasu Api, Pramatta Tasya Nidhanam Pasannapina Pasyati. Vihapatra. Apatra means children, family. And Viha means this body. Vihapatra, Kalatra. Kalatra means wife. Vihapatra Kalatradi, Su, Atma Sanyesu. He is struggling for existence and thinking that my wife, my children, my relative, my friend, my countrymen, they are my soldiers, they will give me protection whenever I am in danger. Dehapatta kalatradishu atma sanyesu asasu api. But he knows also that they will not stay. Asasu api. But still they are depending on that. Pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi na pasyati. This is our position. So this position is going on, beginning from one date of creation, millennium, and goes up to the end. Kalpanta, the asuric determination is kalpanta, up to the end of the creation. They have no sense. Then again I am going to, in the oblivion, again I have to remain for millions of years in darkness. Then again there will be creation. And again I shall get body. And in one millennium we are changing so many bodies. This is our problem. But there is no education, there is no knowledge. But we find this education, this knowledge from Vedic literature. Therefore, Krishna comes himself, he teaches himself, and Bhagavad Gita personally. And he asks, Mudha, Sarvadhanman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. But still we are so dull. We cannot take his words, take his instruction, and Buddha, Buddha, Praliyati, and going on, one after another, birth and death. This is going on. So, these Birja, these living entities, seed-giving father is Krishna. Therefore, we are in quality as good as Krishna. As good as Krishna. Mamaivans. The living entities, they are Krishna claims. Aham bijapada pita. And they are my part and parcel. So why you should be other than Krishna? We are exactly of the same quality. If Krishna is spirit, then we are spirit. He is complete spirit. We are partial spirit. Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetanana. Krishna is living force, we are also living force. Krishna has got creative power, we have got also creative power. Exactly, all the qualities. Krishna has got loving propensity, we have got loving propensity. Where from this love has come? Because Krishna loves Radharani. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, we have learned how to love. Yato janmadasya jataha, the Vedanta Sutra. Everything is born out of the Supreme Person. Everything what we see, we are sample Krishna. Sample Krishna, all the propensities that we have inherited from our Supreme Father. Everything is there. Krishna has got the same propensities. So why is Krishna should be impersonal? That is not complete knowledge. Complete knowledge is one who understands that if I have got so many propensities, so the origin of me the Supreme Father, why he should be without any propensities? What is this logic? Like father, like son, it is so. The son has got so many propensities, where from it has come? It must be in Krishna. This is intelligence. Everything is there in Krishna. Just like Krishna is stealing butter, that means Krishna is stealing propensity. But the difference is that Krishna stealing butter is worship and my stealing is beaten with shoes. That is the difference. So we should not imitate Krishna, but we should understand that janmadrasya jata, everything, here it is said, bijam adhatta. So, just like father impregnates the child or the son within the womb of the mother, and he comes like father, like son, generally. Similarly, we have got the same propensities, bijam. But it is being misused, the material connection. Therefore, we are not getting pleasure. Otherwise, anandamaya vyasa, all these propensities, varieties of qualities, will give us ananda. These varieties are for deriving pleasure, pleasure potential. Alladini Shakti. Radharani is Alladini Shakti. Radha Krishna Pranaya Brikiti Alladini Shakti Rasmat. This is the display of Krishna's pleasure potency. So this pleasure potency is there. So how? Then pleasure potency we can enjoy in cooperation with Krishna, in conjunction with Krishna. The same thing, just like this body, the finger is part of the body. The finger can enjoy pleasure so long attached with the body. If the finger is cut off from the body, there is no more pleasure. Similarly, we are also part and parcel of Krishna. Because we are now detached from Krishna, therefore our position is manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Detached from Krishna, we are in this prakriti, material nature, and our business is struggle for existence for the same pleasure, which is never obtainable in this material world. Therefore, the intelligence is that we should again go back to home, go back to Krishna, and dance with him in his rasa-lahi. That will be our pleasure. Thank you very much.